Okay, good evening. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Nun, but we're starting at Mem Tes Amud Beis. We know, of course, as we've heard many times, but today is really the primary Marimakom, that there is a prohibition of overcharging things. Famously, we know that that ratio is one, I should say, that that fraction is 1/6. So if an item costs $6, you can charge $7, up to $7. We'll have to see what that means. Up to seven, is it exactly a sixth more? Is it up to a sixth more? Okay, we'll see. What most of us don't know, myself included, until I learned this mission, is that there's another shita, that it's actually, you can charge up to a third more. Whole different ballgame. So let's see how all of this plays out, and then let's get into some math gemaras. The Mishnah says, on the third of the wide lines, on Mem Tes Amud Beis, ha'ona'a, when we speak about ona'a, which is the overcharging of an item, arba'a keseth, we're talking about four silver coins, me esrim ve'arba keseth lesela, up against 24 coins. So that is 1/6. Four is 1/6 of 24. That is what we refer to as shesus lemekach. Shesus, shesh, it's 1/6 of a purchase. Ad mosai mutar lahachzir. Let's say that I'm the buyer. How long can I say, you know what, I just figured out that you overcharged me. How long can I go back and claim that you overcharged me and whatever the case may be, to even out the dollars? Ad kadeshe yare letagar o lekrov. A short amount of time, which is the amount of time that I, the lokeach, can go to another merchant and say that I get a good price, or go to a family member and ask if I got a good price. So far, so good. Hoer Rabbi Tarfon Belud. Ha'ona'a is actually different. It's really shmona kesef me esrim ve'arba kesef sela shlish lemekach. He says it's eight on the fraction of 24, 8/24, which is a third, shlish lemekach. So, whereas the Tanakhama is of the opinion that if the item is worth six, I can charge seven. Here, Rabbi Tarfon says if the item is worth six, I can charge eight, because it's a third versus a sixth. So the margin of uptick is, according to the Tanakhama, smaller. It's only a sixth higher, which is 16.67%, which is it's a reasonable profit margin. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's much higher. It's 33%. It's double. Now, when the merchants heard this, v'samchu tagre lud, people were like, yo, who is this Rabbi Tarfon guy? If I was a fair weather fan, I would hold like him, because he says it's a third. They were thrilled. Are you telling me I can charge even more? Says the Gemara, Amar lehem, Rabbi Tarfon's like, well, slow down. While it's true that I do allow for you to collect a higher profit, however, Amar, he said, Amar lehem, kol hayom mutar lachzor. I don't have the very short leash of time that the Tanakhama had for when the lokeach can claim. I have a much lengthier time frame. I'm making up a time. Let's say, according to the Tanakhama, you can profit up to 1/6. And if there's a problem, he can come back for a half hour. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, you can profit up to 1/3, but you're going to have people banging down your door all day if you overcharge, because they can come back to you all day. They don't have the short time frame.
Is it more expensive than that? Like rent for the store, utilities, that kind of thing?
Great question. Don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a simple answer. If I was a Talmud Chacham, I would love to answer it properly, but I don't know. There has to be a reasonability that it is included, because when you have a fixed profit margin that doesn't take into account a more expensive apartment, a more expensive studio, it has to be that there's an allowance and or just a categorical, your expenses are not. You're allowed to make money. Pasha, you're allowed to make money. So the answer is probably that there's a formula of sorts, I'm sure, or something. And it varies. But the 1/6 doesn't vary. So when you have your ona, the isra of ona, your upper limit of what you're allowed to profit, it has to, again, I'm balabatir svar. It has to be that it factors in your expenses, because otherwise you could lose your pants. It doesn't.
The reason I'm asking is because if you sell 100 pieces, then your fixed cost you how much per unit? You don't sell 1,000 units, so you don't know how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. I was thinking in the other way. You're saying in that case, you can make a heck of a lot of money, all mutter, up to 1/6 above. That's what you're saying, right? When you're saying 100 versus 1,000?
No, I'm saying like if the expenses are $1,000 and...
Expenses, yeah.
And I sell 100, so then that's $10 per item.
Correct.
If I sell 1,000, then it's only $1 per item. So how do you know... where do you figure out that 1/6?
Right. So that's why I'm saying it has to be that the 1/6 is... L'chora, there's a formula to factor in your expenses, a maximum, or and or it's just categorically included. Gotta figure it out. Okay. They were thrilled to hear about Rabbi Tarfon, and then he said, you don't necessarily want to hold like me. Thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to hold like you. We're a little bit scared of the fact that we're going to have a line of complaining customers. We don't exactly have a customer service wing. We're regular mom and pop, tents, and that's just the way things are. So we don't want to hold like you. And in fact, they went back to the Chachamim, who said you can have up to a sixth, but people can only complain for 20, 30 minutes, that short window of time. Okay, get out your calculators. Itmar, Rav Amar Shesus Mekach Shoninu. When we talk about a sixth, we are measuring a sixth against the cost of the item. The item costs $6. Therefore, I can charge you up to seven. However, Vishmuel Amar Shesus Maos Nami Shoninu. He holds there isn't one factor. There are two factors. We don't only look at the cost of the product. We also look at the cost of the payment. Let me just give as a simple example. If the item is worth six, I can charge up to seven, right? No problem. If the payment is what we look at, I paid seven and the item was worth six. So when you go from seven to six, what is that reduction? That's less than 1/6. Your denominator is another number. It's a seven. So you're going down 1/7. So what do we look at when we're deciding ona? Do we look at the product that's being sold, which is worth six? Or do we look at the money that the buyer is paying, in which case it's 1/7 in this very simple example?
So if I have something that I bought for $100, I can only sell it for, what is that?
16% more, 116.67.
Okay, so, but all of these places where it's usually like double, whatever your, is it based on wholesale cost or is it based on the value, right?
So the
is
math,
on wholesale value or retail value?
Okay, well that's another layer. That's another layer. But I'm saying the machlokas that we're seeing here between Rav and Shmuel is only in regards to how we determine or not. Your questions are fair. I don't know the answers now. We'll get there, I'm sure. But the point is that when we measure our 1/6, are we measuring against the cost of the item or against what the lokach paid for the item? So that's what they have a machlokes about. Rav says we're myopic. We only look at the cost of the item. But Shmuel says we have to look at both. If either formula triggers, oh, now you're done. He's more makbid. There's more ona in Shmuel land than in Rav land because Rav only looks at one feature, which is mekach. What is the cost of the item? But when it comes to the sheet of Shmuel, he's concerned on both ends. If either the formula from a mekach perspective or the formula from a ma'os perspective is ona, then it's still going to be ona. And the Gemara gives an example. Shavei shisa, if an item is worth six and bechamisha, I paid five, shavish, and that means I underpaid. Shavi shisa b'shiva, an item is worth six and I paid seven. Kule alma lo pligi debasar mekach azlinan ve'ona havya. Everyone agrees that these are cases of ona. And in these cases, where the item was six and the lokeach paid five, or where the item is six and the lokeach paid seven, everyone agrees that that's ona.
Ona goes both ways. Buyer. To the seller.
Everyone would agree in this case with these numbers, not because it goes both ways, because according to Rav, it's only Mekach. But if you look at Rav, if Rav says that it's...
He ever got ripped off. Right?
Certainly, right. Yes, that's for sure. I thought you meant both ways, that we look at Maos and...
No, both ways ever got ripped off.
Pashut, the Isser of Ona goes in both directions. That's also true. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in the following case? Shavi Chamisha, if the item is worth five, and b'shisa, I pay six, or b'shavi shiva b'shisa, or if the item is worth seven and I pay six. Now, l'shmuel, according to Shmuel, d'amar basar ma'os azlinan, according to Shmuel, who says that we also are concerned about measuring a sixth from what the lokeach paid from the ma'os, idi v'idi ona'ahave, both the case of an item that's five and I paid six, or an item that's seven and I paid six. Both of those cases, according to him, are ona, because at least in one mathematical way, it's ona. And we can look at each of these cases. In the case of something that's chamisha and I pay six, what's the increase from five to six? It's a 20% increase. Pashat that that's ona. And as well, in the case of shavi shiva b'shisa, you're right that if I use ma'os as shiva, then it's only 1/7. But if I look at the other number, if I look at the ma'os, which are shisa, then it's an increase of 1/6. So that's where Shmuel would be makbid. The Shmuel says in both of these cases, easy, idi v'idi ona habe. But Lerav, who's myopic, to Amar Basar Mekachazlinan, he only looks at the cost of the item. So then Shavi Chamsha Beshisa, if the item is worth five and I paid six, that's a 20% increase above the threshold. Bittel Mekachavya, that's a zero, that's a non-starter. That Kenyan doesn't work. I charge too much. Therefore, we would say that according to Rav, that that's a problem. That's Ona. But Shavi Shiva Beshisa, because he only looks at the Mekach, if the item is seven and I only paid six, the reduction from seven to six is 1/7. And therefore, Mechila Havya, that's an acceptable margin. And therefore, the halacha is that it's not Ona. It's a totally fine sale. And now the Gemara really does a great job of articulating what Shmuel holds. We're 2/3 of the way down. Ushmuel Amar, ki amrinan mechila ubitol mekach, when we say that there is mechila, namely that it's an acceptable profit margin, or ubitol mekach, when we are beyond the acceptable profit margin, that's hecha deleka shesus mishneit stadim. That's when there is no 1/6 on either side. When in fact there is a shesus, when in fact there is 1/6 of a margin of error, then ona habia, that's clearly ona. And now we're going to look at some mari makomos to try and understand our Mishnah still better. But that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Tanan. Now you know why we're not learning all a blot and a half tonight. We've learned 12 lines and it's so short and so easy. Tanan. Ha'ona, when we define ona, how do we define ona? Let's see who's right, Rav or Shmuel. Dalad kesef, me'esrim v'arba kesef lasela. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says four coins in the numerator, 24 coins in the denominator. What does that look like? Shesus l'mekach. That looks like we're looking at the mekach. We're looking at the cost. It's 24, and here's four. So 24 divided by four is six. That sounds like Rav. My lav, the zavin, shavi, that I sold something that's worthy of esrim, be'esrin ve'arba. I sold something that was worth 20 for 24. Ushma minosh shesus ma'os nami shaninu. Oh, looks like we're looking from both directions. It could be 20 and I'm looking at 24, or it could be 24 and I'm looking at 20, but that shows us that maybe Shmuel's right. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not correct. Really, the zavin, what does our Mishnah mean? The zavin, shavi, esrim, ve'arba, be'esrim. Really, that which I'm selling is worth 24. It's not worth 20 and I'm buying for 24. It's worth 24 and I'm buying be'esrim, which is a problem. So says the Gemara, well, what do you think our Mishnah meant? And David was hinting to this before. Minis ane, who's the one who is the recipient of the incorrect payment? So says the Gemara, in such a case, the mocher was. If we say that the product was worth 24 and he only collected 20, who got hurt? The mocher got hurt. He got killed by a lot. So says the Gemara, well, if that line of the Mishnah is talking about the mocher, then we have a stira within our Mishnah. What's the stira within our Mishnah? Ema Seifa, the end of our Mishnah, says the following. Ad Masai Moter Lahachzer. What is the amount of time that, this is referring to a kona now, not the mocher, that a kona is allowed to return? Bichdeshe Yara L'Tagor L'Krovo. Amar Rav Nachman, what does Rav Nachman say about that? Lo Shanu Ela Lokeach. Yes, ona applies to both of them. But the din of chazara for a lokeach has a limited shelf life. And the din of a mocher, he can always go back and get his money back. So if what you're saying is true, that means that our Mishnah has a stira in it. Ella, it must be that what you're saying is not correct. It must be the zavin, that which you're buying is shavi esrim v'arba, be'esrim utzmanya. The Gemara totally changes our case and says that there's something that's worth 24, and you sold it at 28. And with this math, you've sold four extra, and you're exactly 1/6 more than the Mekach. That's the approach that the Gemara takes to show that perhaps this is not a raya according to Shmuel. Araya and Shmuel's favor. Let's try again. Very similarly, Tznan, we have a Mishnah. 8 lines from the bottom on Mem Tesem at Beis. Hora Rabbi Tarfon Belud. We saw in our Mishnah Rabbi Tarfon's unique Shita. Ha'ona Shmona Kesef Me Esrim Va'arba Kesef Lasela Shlish Lemekach. 8 is the numerator, 24 is the denominator, and that is a third. So it seems to be that you're allowed to charge up to a third beyond the actual cost of the item. My lav, says the Gemara, what is the case of our Mishnah? What is the case of Rabbi Tarfon? To Zavin, that which you're selling is Shavi Shisre Ve'esrin Ve'arba. You're selling something that's worth 16, and you're selling it for 24. The Shma Minah Shlishmos Nami Shaninu. It sounds like if you have 16, you have an item that's worth 16 and it sells for 24, and we're calling it a third, that only works in one direction. That only works if you say that my profit margin that I paid 8 extra. 16, 24 minus 16 is 8. Looks like we're following the Ma'os. And that is the Shita of Shmuel, Kasha and Rab. So maybe we do follow Shmuel, who holds that in both directions, if we're near a 6, we're in trouble. Says the Gemara, lo, 5 lines from the bottom. No, that's not the right way to learn the case of Rabbi Tarfon. Really, the Zavin, that which I'm selling, is Shavi Esrim Va'arba B'Shisar. Really, what I'm doing is I have an item that is worth 24, and I the Mocher, took a loss, and I sold it at 16. It's a big problem. Says the Gemara, well, if that's true, Minis Anet. Who's the one who loses out when the item is worth 24, and he sold it for 16? Mocher. Seems to be that according to this approach, if we say the case of Rabbi Tarfon is one where the item is worth 24 and the Lokeach got a great deal and bought it for less than what the Mocher sold and he only paid 16, who's suffering? Minis Ana Mocher. Well, if you're saying that Rabbi Tarfon is talking about, if Rabbi Tarfon is, what is he talking about? If Rabbi Tarfon is talking about this case of the Mocher, so then Ema Seifa, that's a problem for the next comment because Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tarfon said to them, Kol hayom mutar lachzor. We had said that you're allowed to come back the whole day. And what was that line talking about? Oh, so Zog the Gemara, it's impossible that you have the proper understanding of our Mishnah. And therefore, there's no raya from our Mishnah one way or the other about Shmuel. Ella dezavin, maybe the case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon, is that you're selling something that's shavi chav dalet bitzlas and vitrain. You're selling something that's worth 24, and it... and I sold it for 32. So there's a, I sold, the lokeach overpaid. He paid 8, which is a third, or he paid up to a third. So therefore, we have no raya from our Mishnah, from our Gemara, our Mishnah, I should say, more accurately, for the Shita of Shmuel. We don't have a raya for Rav or Shmuel. So the Gemara keeps pushing, and the Gemara says, 3 lines from the bottom on Mem Tesem at Beis, Tanya Kava, say the Shmuel. We do have a Gemara like the Shita of Shmuel. And let's remember that the Shita of Shmuel is that we are concerned about Ona in both directions, whether the sixth is measured from the cost of the item, or if the sixth is measured from that which the Lokeach paid. If in either math we find that there's a sixth, he will say that that is Ona. So here's the Brisa according to Shmuel. Misha Hutel Alav, Yado Al HaElyona. There is a case where Yado is Al HaElyona. What does this mean? Machar lo shove hay bevav. If I sell something that's worth hay, that's worth 5, and I pay 6, so then I, the lokeach, the difference between 5 and 6 is 20%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. To add another one is adding 20%. Minis ane, who in this case was the one who got hurt, who was the one who had ona. So says the Gemara, that's the lokeach. And yad lokeach al ha'elyona. And in this case, because the lokeach was the one who had ona, was the victim of ona, because he paid 20%, which is above the 1/6, which is 16.67%. So says the Gemara, ratza omer tein li ma'osi. If he wants, the lokeach can say, give me my money back. Oh, tein li ma she oni sani. Or pay me back that which was above the halachic threshold. One or the other. I can either undo the sale entirely, or I can collect enough money from you that the profit that you're making off me is less than 20%. It must be less than a sixth. Turning to the top of Nun Amidat, the Gemara says, Machar lo shaveh sheish b'chamesh. However, if we reverse the case, not a case of the item being worth 5 and I paid 6, but the item is worth 6 and I paid 5. So here, there's a 1/6 loss. If 6 is going to be the denominator and I paid 1 less, I'm the lokeach, that's a 1/6 loss. Says the Gemara, minis aneh. Who lost out there? It's a 1/6 payment, not one fifth. So then that's a mocher. And in such a case, yad mocher al ha'el yona. In this case, the mocher is the one who has the upper hand. Why does he have the upper hand? Because ratza, if he wants, omer lo tain li mikri, o tain li ma she'oni sani. Either give me my item back, says the mocher, because you charged me, you paid me because you shorted me a sixth. Or give me the extras to get us within an appropriate halachic realm. So that's what the Gemara says. It seems to be, again, it seems to be that Shmuel's correct from the Gemara because we brought a brisa. That's what it seems like. It's I don't know how we paskin. It does seem like we paskin like Shmuel. The Rambam, right at the beginning of our Gemara on Mem Tes Amud Beis, has a note there on the side. This is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Tur Shulchan Aruch, Resh Chav Zayin. So l'chora, when we measure a sixth, we're measuring in two directions, with two iterations of directions. Then we're not only measuring Mocher and Lokeach, like David mentioned, but we're also measuring with the denominator being the cost of the item, as well as the denominator being the cost of the amount of money spent. So these are big halachic issues, very big halachic issues. Dugma. I just read an article this morning. Read an article this morning, I think, about buying Israel bonds. Are you allowed to invest in an Israel bond if the Israeli government has Jews in it who are responsible for the Israel bonds and you give them a loan because they want that money and they pay you back with interest? It's great, Shiloh.
Sounds like my grandfather's speech every Yom Kippur.
I've never heard your grandfather's speech on Yom Kippur.
He bored me to death every Yom Kippur about this.
Oh, okay. Well,
and the congregation, too.
Wow, let's talk about this another time. But nevertheless, there is apparently something called a heter iska klali. I didn't know this until I just heard about this. I didn't know. I'm not in the business world as much as you guys are. But nevertheless, the state of Israel has one of these. So this is now brought in the poskim and Svi Pesach Frank and a lot of the other Israeli. It's also not so pashut that it works. Yeah, it's a machlok as a poskim also. Right. One of the models that the poskim take by Israeli bonds is that it's actually a business transaction. It's not a loan. Again, even that's complicated because I don't see how that works. No, they're not saying that they're saying you don't even need a heter iska. Heter iska is if there's a loan. That's what would be matir in this case. If the heter iska klali works, then great.
Say the klal, it's an investment. I mean, is a bond an investment or a loan? That's the question.
Correct.
Right. So it's a debt. But it's locked up and that it's a loan. It's a weird.
Right. So these are big discussions.
Bond is something that's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. Right. You have to figure out which bucket it falls into. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. We gotta continue because we're not done.
We're gonna be late anyway.
Your negativity is noted. Thank you very much. We're gonna be fine.
Anybody else heard?
Bond.
Here we go. Daf Nun Amud Aleph, three lines down. Ibaya Lehu, the Gemara wants to know, in a case of Pachos Mishasus the Rabbanon, according to the rabbis in our Mishnah who hold that the margin of error that's acceptable, margin of error, that the profit margin of 1/6 up to 1/6 is acceptable, La'altar Havya Mechila, do we have to wait to get to that point of Mechila? Is it automatic? Or O Bichdei Sheyare Letagar O Lekrovo? Says the Gemara, Ve'im Tim Salomar Bichdei Sheyare Letagar O Lekrovo. If in fact we have to wait for the mechila to kick in, my ika ben shesus lepachos mishesus. At that point, what is the difference between exactly 1/6 and less than 1/6? I could understand if you break the threshold of 1/6, that's why you have an upper limit. You have a time. Okay, I the mocher did something wrong. You the lokeach spent a little too much. You're gonna go home. You're gonna figure out that a mistake happened. We're gonna give you time. But if I only oversold you by 1/12. Do we have to wait for the mechila for the sale to be final? So says the Gemara, what then would be the difference between 1/6 and less than 1/6? The Gemara responds, six lines down, Ika, there is a difference. De'ilu shesus, if in fact the profit was exactly 1/6, and what that means is that the item cost 6 and the lokeach paid 7. It's exactly a 1/6 increase. Yadu al ha'el yona, the kone, the buyer, the lokeach has the upper hand. Ratza chozer, ratza kone, umachzer, oh no. If he wants, he can return the item. And if he wants, he can have the mocher just return enough to get him into the right financial category. The ilu pachos mishesus, but if in fact, let's say it's 1/7, 1/8, 1/9, a percentage that's smaller than the fraction of 1/6, kona, then it's definitely kone, but umachzir or not. That would be the difference between the two camps, is that in a camp where the profit margin was exactly 1/6, then you have the right to undo the whole thing. If the profit margin was 1/7, 1/8, 1/9, whatever the case may be, you have no right to undo the kinyan, but you do have a right to get yourself back to a halachically appropriate profit margin.
So any ona is usur, 1/6 is where you have the right to be closing?
The only question is when the kinyan is finalized, meaning even if you have less than 1/6, so you have 1/8, let's say. So the question is, when does the mechila kick in? It's a totally mutter sale.
So what's machzir ona?
Huh?
What's a closer? What's a kona? Machzir ona? He has a choice. He can either be
ratza chozer. The ilu shesus yado al ha'elyona. Oh, you're in the next case.
Yeah.
The ilu pachos mishesus. If the profit margin, this must be according to Rabbi Tarfo, no? No, what does Rashi say?
Overcharged by a seventh or an eighth. So right. You did overcharge, but not above the sixth threshold.
Rashi says, Ve'ilu pachos mishasus, im chazar besoch kedei sheyare letagar o lekrovo, kana. You definitely acquired it.
Meaning
it's
no,
yours.
He can't back out.
The lokeach can't back out. But umachzir lo ona. Why are you machzir lo ona?
That's what I'm asking. I did not know this. I didn't know much of what we saw here.
But this doesn't make any sense because that means that the mocher would make no money.
He has to return the amount above 1/7. Right. If it's less than us. And what's your return? Right, what's your return?
That's just a regular sale, mine. But I think the question here is a little different.
Same.
Nothing.
No. Does it give him a window?
Why should he be able to get out?
He could. That would be the difference.
Seven, that pays six and a half. I got a bargain. Why should I be able to get anything back?
Yeah.
Or is it going the other way that the mocher then can get the rest of his money?
No.
I don't think.
No matter what, the money should just stay where it belongs. He got a good deal.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's look at the answer and then we'll see if it helps us. I it's a great question. I remember thinking about it and having an answer when I was learning it. It's not coming to me right now. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's see if we can answer the question of whether or not the Mechila is immediate or not. What did we say in our Mishnah? Chazru l'divrei chachamim. We had said that when the people near Rabbi Tarfon and Lud heard his shita of the profit margins of a third, they heard about it. They were excited. And Rabbi Tarfon said, everybody relax. There's a downside, which is that you guys can collect all day. So you're going to have a line at your customer service desk because your profit margins were too high. Savruha, it seems to be that we would have assumed in this case that pachos mishlish le Rabbi Tarfon, ki pachos mishesus le rabbanon dami, that less than a third of Rabbi Tarfon is similar to less than a sixth of the rabbanon. If you want to say that less than 1/6, according to the Rabbanan, because that was their sheet in the Mishnah, is bichdei sheyar letagar lekrovo, will the Rabbi Tarfon kol hayom, that when it comes to 1/6, that the Rabbanan would say that you have a short window of time. According to Rabbi Tarfon, you have all day mishum hachi chazru. This is why they said they didn't want to hold like him. If you want to say that less than 1/6, according to the rabbis, la'altar havi mechila, that right away it's an automatic mechila, will the Reb Tarfon nami la'altar havi mechila, because we're making a comparison between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Tarfon, that whenever we're under the thresholds, the mechila is immediate. Amai chazru. Why would anyone be chazer in that case? But the Reb Tarfon nichalu tfei. They definitely would want to be in the camp of Rabbi Tarfon if they could. And if our understanding is that the Mechila was immediate, then of course they'd want to be in the camp of Rabbi Tarfon. I think I understand what's happening here. Yeah, does it make more sense to you, David, now? So it seems to be that we're asking the impact of the mechila. If the mechila is automatic, then there's no backsies. If the mechila is not automatic, then I can go back to you, the mocher, and say, I want my money back. You're not allowed to overcharge me.
The whole day doesn't make a difference because you have such a big margin that isn't possible to get back. So timing makes no difference. Rabbi Tarfon is still the better
one. Right, Rabbi Tarfon is still the better one. So that was the Gemara's question as to a potential answer, I should say. That's how we answered this question. The Gemara says you've made an error in judgment, though. When we said Savruha at the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph, and we assumed that the Shlish of Rabbi Tarfon was similar to the sixth of Rabbi of the Rabbanon, that was not correct. Mi Savris Nun Amud Beis, four lines down. Mi Savris Pachos Mishlish Rabbi Tarfon Ke Pachos Mishesos the Rabbanon Dami. You think that those two worlds are the same? It's not true. The one third of Rabbi Tarfon has a different aspect to it than the one sixth of the Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, lo, it can't be like you said. It has to be that there's a difference. And here's what the difference is. Mishasus, from a one sixth margin, a profit margin, the ad shlish. So let's say from 16% to 33%. The Rebbe Tarfon, kishesus atzma le Rabbanan dami. So between one third and one sixth, according to Rebbe Tarfon, is exactly what like one sixth, according to the Rabbanan. So there isn't a perfect comparison between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Tarfon. The cases are different. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if that's true, that Rebbe Tarfon treated this like ona between one sixth and one third, the mai samchu meikara. Right, the Mishnah says that they were excited. But if they were excited, it has to be about something that's to their benefit. But it's not to their benefit the way we just explained Rabbi Tarfon. Because Rabbi Tarfon seems to say, according to this, that between 16% and 33%, between a shesus and a third and a shlish, so there he seems to say it's the same din as ona. That's a big problem. So Tifshot, what should we see from here? Debitul mekach l'rabbanon l'olam choser, that when there is too much charged, a bitul mekach, meaning when you overcharge beyond the sixth, according to the rabbi, l'olam choser, that kinyan is now over. To kevan de amar lehu l'Rabbi Tarfon, have you ona, since that they kevan de amar lehu, Rabbi Tarfon, have you ona, since they said that it would be ona, but without bitul mekach, samchu. It's ona, but there's still a chance that they won't come collect from you. So that's what they were excited about. And what it means is as follows. When it comes to Rabbi Tarfon, his shita was unique. When there was an amount between one third and one sixth, it was in a similar boat as one sixth according to the Rabbanon. But whereas the Rabbanon said there was bitul mekach, your whole transaction is over, according to Rabbi Tarfon, it is ona, it's aser. But you still need the lokech to come back and claim from you. So the sellers were like, okay, I'll run the risk. I'll overcharge between one third and one sixth. And maybe no one will collect and I'll be the beneficiary and I will have made a little bit more money. Maybe I'll make 20%. Maybe I'll make 25%. Maybe I'll make 30%. If they come back and hit me up, okay. You know, it's like parking without paying the meter. In the scheme of things, it probably works out to your benefit. But every once in a while, you get a ticket. You know, that's the risk over here. But that's what they were excited about, that opportunity. And ki omar lehu, when Rabbi Tarfon responded to them, that kol hayom, that these guys can line up all day by you, chazru, they said, okay, that's not worth it to me. Because since what we're doing really is ona, I don't want to be in a place where I'm going to be returning money all day. I want to be making sales. I'd rather stick with the shita of the Rabbanon of one sixth and leave Rabbi Tarfon out. And that's the conclusion of the Mishnah. To isal kedaitach the bitul mekach l'rabbanon kedei she yara the tagar o lekrovo b'may samcho. If it were to have been the case that according to the rabbis, when you charge one sixth above one sixth, and the whole kinyan is gone, there's bitul mekach, and there's a very short window of b'chdei she yara the tagar lekrovo b'may samcho. They had nothing at all to be excited about. Samchu b'shesus atzma. It must have been, says the Gemara, that they were excited about the exact charge of one sixth. To the Rabbi Tarfon, Mechila. According to Rabbi Tarfon, there's Mechila, namely, one sixth is included in the healthy side of the profit margin, but Ularabanan, Ona. Now the Gemara has drilled down in the Machlokes Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanim. And the Machlokes is like this. If I buy an item that is worth six and I pay seven, what have I paid? I paid 1/6 more. That exact amount of money, a 1/6 increase in payment from the cost of the item to what I pay, you're selling an item for six, I give you seven singles. That is a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Tarfon holds Mechila. That is an acceptable profit margin. And it's ad v'ad b'chlal and ad v'lo ad b'chlal. The Rabbanon say that that's on not. That's what Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanon are arguing about. And the third of the way down, we have another question. Ibaya lehu, another question was raised. Bitul mekach l'Rabbanon. When we say that there's a mekach of the Rabbanon, a bitul mekach, meaning that there was someone who took too much profit, instead of doing less than 1/6, he took 1/5, he took 20%. Is that le'olam chozer? Can the mocher always go back and collect that money? Odilma bichdei sheyar letagar o lekrovo, or is it with that shorter window of time according to the Rabbanon? Ve'im tim tolomer bichdei sheyar letagar lekrovo, and if you want to say that it is the shorter window of time, ma'ika bein shesus le'yeser al shesus, then what's the difference between the two things? Remember, the Rabbanon hold that 1/6 is ona, 1/5 is for sure ona. So how do we view the difference between those two? And the Gemara says, Ika, there's a difference between between the Rabbanon having a bitul mekach at 1/6 and the Rabbanon having a bitul mekach at 1/5. What's the difference? De'ilu shesus mishenis ane choser. When the margin of error is exactly 1/6, whoever is the one who is nisane, who is the victim of the ona, choser, he can always go back. De'ilu yeser al shesus shnehem choser. However, if the margin of error is greater than 1/6, if it's 1/5, then both parties are allowed to be chozer. So back to our question, my, do we say that when there is a charge of 1/6, it's le'olam? Or do we say that when there's a charge of 1/6, it's only bichdei sheyar le'tagar or le'krovo? Let's see if we can find an answer to this. The Gemara says, toshma, chazru le'divrei chachamim. Our Mishnah had told us at the end of our Mishnah on the previous page, on Mem Tesamid Beis, I should say, that the people in Lud decided not to hold like Rabbi Tarfon, but rather to hold like the Rabbonon. Now, Iyamris Bishlama Bitul Mekach L'Rabbonon Bichdei Shiyar L'Tagor L'Krovo, if you want to say that when we charge more than 1/6 according to the Rabbonon, that you have a short window to make a claim, Ula Rabbi Tarfon Kol Hayom, and according to the rabbis, Rabbi Tarfon, you have all day, then I understand why the people in Lud didn't hold like Rabbi Tarfon. Mishum hachi chazru. They didn't want to hold like Rabbi Tarfon, because according to this brisa, it seems to be the case that the chachamim were of the opinion that the lokeach only had a short window, 20, 30 minutes, and Rabbi Tarfon had a very long window of the whole day. Obviously, nobody wants the whole long window. Ela yamris bitul mekach l'rabbanon le'olam chozer. If you want to say that according to the Rabbanon, that 1/6 or higher, namely 1/6 or 1/5, that it's le'olam chozer, then that's the same exact thing as Rabbi Tarfon. Am I chozer? But Rabbi Tarfon nichal hu tfei to kamash v'lehu ona kol hayom v'sulo. That for sure they should have stayed like Rabbi Tarfon. It says the Gemara, you can't learn anything from this case because bitul mekach lo shchiyah. This brisa, this line in the Mishnah is not a raya for anything. Bitul mekach is a very uncommon case, and as we know, we cannot learn from uncommon cases. That's what Rashi says, 12 lines or so from the bottom. Bitul mekach lo shchiyah. Rashi says, ve'ein shvach ze choshuv lahem b'midi de lo shchiyah. V'chim mikri v'havanami harei nosan lahem shus kol hayom lachzor v'rovanim lachim nimlachim bo bayom hilkach pagam d'shesus atzma adif lehu. They would rather have 1/6. They don't want people to have a cloud. They don't want a cloud over their head or people who can come collect from them. Let's get into some psak and then we'll call it a day. Well, relative psak, just Gemara psak. Omar Rava. Hilchasa as follows. Pachos mishesus, if the margin of error, if the profit margin is less than 1/6, namely 1/7, 1/8, 1/9, smaller numbers, less than 16.67%, nikne mekach. The halacha is that the item is done. Yoser al shesos. If it's 1/5 or 1/4, a higher number, bitul mekach. That's a zero. Shesos. If the profit margin is exactly 1/6, namely The cost of the item is 6, and I paid 7. Kana, umachzir ona. I can be kona the item, but I have to be brought back to within a healthy profit margin. So they have to bring down their profit margin from 16.67% to something less than that, to 15%, to 12%. And in both cases, namely in the last two cases of Yoser al Shesus and Shesus, where there was an overcharge of 1/5 or exactly 1/6, the amount of time that the lokeach has to come back to claim is bichdei shiyar l'tagar or l'krovo. And Tanya Kavase de Rava, these are all the halachos that we said from Rava, and we have a raya l'davar, and this is a brisa. The brisa says ona apachos mishesus. If you have a profit margin that's less than a shesus, nikne mekach. It's interesting that the Gemara calls it ona, because ona is usually usher. But here it says the profit margin that's less than a 6th, it's 1/7 or 1/8 or 1/9, mutter. Yeser al shesus, if he charges 1/5 or 1/4, batel mekach. Shesus, kana umachzer ona divi Rav Nasa. So this is a perfect lineup with Rava. However, the brisa continues. Rav Yehuda Nasi Omer, yad mocher al ha'elyona. The Yad Mocher, it has the upper hand. The Mocher has the upper hand. And Rotze, if he wants, Omer lo, tain li mikri, o tain li mashe anisani. Bezevizen, both of these cases, bichdei shiyar letaga o lekrovo. This is also similar to the din of Rava. And that is how we seem to paskin. We seem to paskin like Rava, that if your profit margin is a smaller percentage than 1/6, you're good to go. If it's more than 1/6, your sale is nullified retroactively. And if it's exactly 1/6, there is a kinyan, but you are allowed to go back and get your benefit and make sure that they don't overtake from you. We're going to stop right here. Tomorrow I'll record or give a shiur, one of the two. I'll let you know tonight on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, which is not small, doesn't qualify as small. And then on Shabbos, we'll learn Nun Aleph Amud Beis and Nun Beis. All right, we'll stop right here. Wishing you all a beautiful night.